Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So if you've seen on the New Grad Radio Facebook page, recently I've attended the Australian Tactical Medical Association's Tactical Medical Conference. As the name probably suggests, a large focus of the conference is on tactical medicine. That brings together a whole different variety of medical professionals working in the tactical medical space. So that's going to involve pre-hospital emergency medical services, so Queensland Ambulance Service, New South Wales Ambulance Service, Victoria, Ambulance Victoria, as well as police services, and a large focus of the conference as well brought together military personnel from the different military services in Australia, so that's the Army, Navy and Air Force, as well as a wealth of different military personnel from overseas, ranging from France to America and the likes. And it was just it was an awesome experience. Yeah, and that's why I'm going to make a few little episodes on the New Grad Radio podcast about a few of the specific things that I learned that can also be transferred to you guys listening as well. Even though it's not specific that we're working in the tactical medical space, I'll be trying to make some episodes talking about things that are very transferable to working in the hospital setting. I guess that to start with, this was a pretty big deal because this was my first conference that I've attended as a registered nurse. As I've probably spoken to you guys a few times now about competing as a student paramedic in some paramedic competitions, that allowed me to be able to get some free tickets into some conferences as a student. I find conferences amazing. They are some of the best things that I've done as a student. Not only because you get to be listening to some of the absolutely amazing presenters that get up on stage and talk about latest studies that's come out, and it really gets you thinking and it gives you a variety of things to think about what you find engaging. I love listening to some of the latest research that's coming out because it really makes you feel as if you're at the forefront of seeing this stuff for the first time. And when you have some people who are so passionate about what they're presenting about, it makes for some awesome discussions afterwards as well. But I guess the biggest thing that I take away from conferences is just the people that you get to meet. In the break times that you have in between presenters, you get to go outside and you get to just have a chat to some people that you've never met before and start listening to their experiences and what they're passionate about as well. And then usually at the end of the day, people go out for a few drinks and get to network a bit more afterwards as well. But I guess that's going to be the big talk about the takeaway from what I'll be talking about on today's episode. I'll be making a few episodes, but today's is going to be mostly talking about the benefits of attending conferences. So conferences in general are excellent because I guess you'd say there are different types of conferences, and that's ranging from very specific conferences about very specific things. So you could be talking about in the intensive care unit, for example, there's a conference coming up soon, which is talking about the management of burns in the intensive care setting. Now, that's a very specific topic that only goes for one day, but it allows people, obviously, from the intensive care setting, that's going to include doctors, nurses, and the likes, together to talk about a specific topic. But and then I had the conference, so the one I've just attended, the Tactical Medicine Conference, is talking about the pre-hospital setting mainly, and also the military setting, talking about tactical medicine. So you're learning something that you have an absolute interest in for you to be attending in the first place. So whether you're a student nurse listening to this, or a graduate, or someone of the likes, have a think about some conferences that you may look at wanting to attend, because it gives you an idea of, because if you're interested in it in the first place, it means you're going to take a lot from it, and you're going to be learning some awesome things that you can go back and talk to some other people about as well. I guess one of the more downsides, I guess you'd say, of conferences is going to be the price. They're not cheap. and especially if you're going to be traveling to conferences as well, you've got to not only factor in the expensive ticket price, so The one I've just attended now is bordering up near the $400, $500 mark for a ticket, which really is pretty cheap compared to a few other ones that I've seen. But then you've also got on top of that your plane, your airfares, and your accommodation as well also adds on top of that. So maybe one or two conferences a year, unless you can then go for something else, which some people don't even know about, and that's going to be some sponsorships and some scholarships as well. So as a student nurse going away to a few different conferences I went to, I was able to go to the nursing faculty and ask if I'm able to be sponsored to go away to some things. And then that happened a few times. So it means I was able to go for the ticket price for free and then come back and give some presentations about what I learnt from the experience. So if you're a student nurse, that could be an awesome way of being able to attend some very interesting conferences. And then also you've got a few different organisations can offer some scholarships for you to go away. So do a bit of research, no matter where you are in the world listening to this podcast. Do some research into a few scholarships that may be out there, and you may be able to fully pay for a conference that you may find exceptionally interesting. But I guess the biggest thing that I learned from the Australian Tactical Medical Conference was the networks that I was able to make. Here I am going up to absolute strangers that I've never met before. And I guess that's something I've got to say on this podcast too. Going to this conference, I did not know anyone. Zero, like no one at all. So I'm turning up to a conference that's mainly full of some very, I guess, significant people in their fields. And here they all are talking to each other before and during the conference, and it can be pretty intimidating when you don't know anyone and when you're towards the start of your career. But I guess the biggest thing is that when you go up and start talking to people, I guess you see it's not as scary as what you may think. I guess something I've done throughout my years at uni that's helped me to be able to go up and confidently speak to people is going to be something that started at uni. And that was, I made an effort most of my lectures to be going and sitting next to someone new, nearly every single lecture that I'd go to throughout my 4 years of my degree, especially during my first 1 to 2 years of the degree. And what's so special about that as a paramedic and a nursing student is the way that it's specially taught in Australia. A lot of those first year and 2 years, there's a lot of interprofessional classes that we would have. So it's not just straight nursing students, not just straight paramedic students, but they also had physios, OTs, radiography, a whole bunch of different courses in the same class. So it enabled me to be able to meet a whole wealth of people that weren't in my actual, you know, degree that I was studying, but enabled me to meet a whole host of people that I still speak to today. And by practicing that every single time and just being up and confidently go and speak to someone that you have no idea about has now sort of built that confidence for me to go to that next stage now of my career, to go up and speak to a few different people. So before I know it, I was going up and speaking to special forces soldiers from France, some police, some people from the Queensland Police Service of many, many years experience. And then I was meeting some military personnel, so some medical officers and nursing officers who are directly in the area of army that I'm trying to get to within my career. So, and that's just by going up, introducing myself, asking a little bit about them and just getting into a conversation. So I guess that's probably the biggest takeaway from today's episode is have a think about some conferences that you may look at wanting to attend, because not only do you learn stuff from it, but you'll be surprised at just who you can meet as well and to build those contacts within your career as a registered nurse. So anyway, guys, this is just the first episode of a few that I'll be making, and I'll talk to you very soon. Catch you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.